scrappy game here to start. A lot of jump balls, a lot of fouls. Not a lot of fouls, but attempts. A lot of bumps on the rebounds, things of that nature. Both teams playing hard. We've got a two-man officiating crew here tonight. Just a beautiful-looking gym here on Clock. For those of you that haven't been here, it's 3-on-4 and really nice facility. For those Haynes listeners, definitely like to throw a shout-out to the Glacier Bears for pulling down the victory last night. That was a fun game to watch. Both teams enjoyed it. We took our boys and girls there to watch, and that was a good experience. All right. Getting back to the action here, getting ready to start the second quarter. Score for those of you who are tuning in, 12-4, Lady Chieftains in the lead. Carol Whitehead inbounding the ball. I'm sorry. Yeah, I thought it. Yeah, possession arrow favors the Chieftains, so it'll be white ball. Got Maria Sanderson inbound to Isabel Rubio. Rubio back to Sanderson. Sanderson chopped up. No good. Wrapped up. Rebounds wrapped up for another jump ball. That's the fifth or sixth one of the game so far. Possession arrow favors the Lady Panthers. Kara Whitehead inbounds Madison Cox. Madison Jules with the center of the floor, back to Whitehead. Ooh, off her fingertips, stolen by number 10, Leslie Call. Call finds, who is that? Maria Sanderson. Sanderson back to Isabel Rubio on the right side of the floor. Rubio looking around. She looks for, looks to throw it cross court to Maria Sanderson. And it's off of Skagway deflected out of bounds, and Mariah will take it out of the under their own basket. Mariah inbounds to Isabel Rubio. Back to Mariah. Mariah looks inside to Raven Chapin, and the shot is up and good from the right block. Score is 14-4. It's 7:20 here to play in the first half. So Cox, ooh, looking for Milko Armin on the backdoor cut. Good thinking. Deflected out of bounds by the Chieftains for a man with Skagway ball underneath. Carol Whitehead inbounding. They set up. Okay, the system for the play. Looking to get it in. Deflected by the Chieftains. Stay with the Panthers under their own basket. All right. Ooh, great move by Madison Cox to get open. And she finds Delaney Rowell, who finds Eliza Myers. And Eliza Myers puts it up and in. Dave Bearder for Skagway really showing some spark here. Score is 14-6 with 7 minutes to play here in the first half. Obvious travel, not called there by Raven Chafin. Chafin back to number 3, Mal Smith Turpin, who's also an eighth grader. Then back over to Isabel Rubio. Rubio up, shot no good. Rebound by Mariah Sanderson, and she shoots and something good. So 16-6, Chieftains in the lead. 6:30 to play here in the first half. Cox jiggles up the right side of the floor. Wise Myers up in the center of the screen, not there. Pass the local smoke alarm on top of the key, and she's all for a travel. Turnover, Lady Panthers. Chieftains will inbound the ball in front of their own bench. Maya Sanderson inbounds to Isabella Rubio. Isabella dribbles top of the key, and she's over to Raven Chafin. Chafin pump fake, dribble drive penetration, shots up, no good. Fighting for the rebound, Eliza Myers comes away with it. She grips and rips, finds Delaney Rowell. Rowell to Cox on the left side of the floor. Cox pushing it up. Picks up a dribble. Looks for help. Finds Mocha Larman. Oh, no. And Mocha, in an attempt to catch the ball, fell over, and it falls for another travel. Madison Cox comes out of the game. Haley Jensen checks back in for her. Into the Panthers, we have Haley Jensen, Mocha Larman, Carol Whitehead, Eliza Myers, and Delaney Rowell. Maria Sanderson shot from the right side of the floor, up no good, and it's off a clock, out of bounds. That'll be Skagway ball. 5:49 here left to play in the first half. Score is 16-6. Jensen bringing the ball to the floor. Ooh, Leis Myers, good screen for Jensen. Jensen gets open, looking for smoke alarm. Ball is stolen by Raven Chase and wide open fast break for her. And the layup is up and good. Score is 18-6, 5:30 to play here in the first half. Kara Whitehead inbounds to Haley Jensen. Jensen dribbles up looking for Eliza Myers. Passes out of feet. No, I couldn't quite handle it. Couldn't quite pull it in. So out of bounds, Chieftains ball. 18-6, Chieftains in the lead. Sanderson inbounds to Isabella Rubio. Isabella jumps up to the center of the floor. She finds Raven Chapin. Chapin on the left side, not there. Kicks out to Mal Smith-Turpin. Back over to Sanderson. Shots up, no good. Rebound Skagway. Haley Jensen pushing the ball to the right side of the floor. Stop, pop. Shot is up. Ooh, just off the back of the rim. Great rebound by Delaney Rao, who kicked out to Carol Whitehead. Carol Whitehead, two dribble. Great pass to Jensen. Jensen is up and good. Great pass by Carol Whitehead. Finding Haley Jensen cutting to the basket for a perfect layup for Haley. Scores 18-8, 4:45 here to play in the first half. Isabella Rubio dribbling up the left side of the floor. She finds a skip pass over to Sanderson. Chopped up, no good. Rubio gets the rebound. And it's ripped away by Delaney Rao, who finds Haley Jensen on the right side of the floor. Jensen finds Carol Whitehead in the center. Whitehead looking to go around her defender. Picks up her dribble on the right side of the floor. Good cut by Haley. Good find by Kara. Shot was slightly tipped, but Eliza Myers gets the rebound and puts it in. Eliza Myers having a big night for the Panthers. 18-10 with 4 minutes to play here in the first. Great job. Great job. And Kwok calls a timeout. I believe a full timeout for Kwok. Again, I believe it is 18-10. Chieftains with the lead. A few minutes to play here in the first half. Three team fouls on Skagway and two on Kwok. Eliza Myers really showing some spark for the Panthers there. She's got at least 6 or 8 points so far. Jensen and Carol Whitehead really had a beautiful play that last play with a great just backdoor cut by Jensen, and Whitehead found her streaking to the basket, caught it perfect stride and laid it up and in. Kara Summers checking into the game for the Panthers. Looks like we've got Carol Whitehead, Madison Cox, Kara Selmer, Delaney Rao, and Eliza Myers out there for the Panthers. Chieftains, we have Isabella Rubio, Mariah Sanderson, Raven Chasen, Mal Smith-Turpin, and Leslie Call. Raven Chasen, shot from the middle of the key, is up and good. 20-10. Lead, 4 minutes to play here in the first half. Cox jumping up the center of the floor. Ball is tipped away by Chapin. Cox chases it down. It's trapped in the corner and tied up. Possession arrow favors Kwok. Jump ball will send the possession back to the Kwok Chieftains. 3:49 here left to play in the first half. 20-10, Chieftains with the lead. Delaney Rao, or McKenna Rao, I believe, defending the top of the 2-3 zone. Eliza Myers with the steal. Ooh, and looking for Kara Selmer. Ball's tipped away. Shots up by the Chieftains. No good. Chased down by Mariah Sanderson, who finds now Smith Turpin for the lead, or for the shot. No good. And rebound Skagway. Cox is pushing up the floor. 2-on-2 break. She picks up her dribble. Tip pass to Kara Selmer. Great shot, Kara, just off the front of the rim. It's chased out of bounds and tipped by Blue, by Skagway Panthers. But tipped off the Chieftains, so it'll stay with the Panthers. Great pass inside. Great pass inside by Kara Whitehead. Found Kiara Selma. Kiara just put it up and in for the Panthers. So the score is 12-20 with 3 minutes left here to play in the first. Ooh. And it looks like Maria Sanderson looking for Leslie Call. Threw the ball off her fingertips. That's a turnover. Good defense by the Panthers. Kara Whitehead inbounds Madison Cox. Cox bringing up the bringing the ball to the center of the floor. Eliza Myers looking for a screen. Not quite there. Cox looking for Myers. Tough pass. Chased down by, who was that? Was that McKenna Rao? McKenna finds Cox back at the top of the key. And they're going to call Madison with the offensive foul for push off on the forearm. Don't know about that one, but that's the way it's going to go. So, we've got Maria Sanderson inbounds the ball. And it is Mal Smith-Turpin with it up top of the key. Back to Sanderson on the right side. Sanderson looks for Ashley Hafeen back in the game, and Hafeen scores the layup. So, 22-12, 2:30 left to play here in the second. And we've got an official timeout here. Well, Carol Whitehead, oh, I'm sorry, McKenna Rao ties your shoe. Jaguar ball on the sideline. Kira Whitehead with the inbound to McKenna. McKenna finds Kiara. Kiara, great dribble drive penetration. Ooh, and it's tied up for a jump ball. Possession arrow will stay with Skagway. And Haley Jensen checks back in for Madison Cox. Kira Whitehead inbounds the ball, looking for Haley Jensen. Tough pass and it's out of bounds off of Skagway, it looks like. So that'll fall. We'll go back to the Chieftains. We've got Delaney Rouse checking in for Carol Whitehead. And Ashley Hafeen brings the ball up for the Chieftains. Passes the right side of four over to Isabella Rubio. Into Hafeen, back to Rubio. Rubio shots up, no good. Rebound is off of the lock. That's the rebound. Went to Guapai, went to chase down the rebound, went off her fingertips. So Delaney inbounds to Haley Jensen. Jensen dribbles the ball up the center of the court. Ooh, Elijah Meyer looking for the screen for her. Great move by Elijah Myers. Tip chopped up for Eliza, and it's good. Don't know if Eliza's missed a shot yet so far this game. A minute 45 here left to play. Score is 14-22 with the Chiefs in the lead. Got Maria Sanderson over on the right side of the floor. She kicks it back out to Hafeen at the top. Hafeen back to Sanderson. Shots up, no good. Rebound chased down by the Chieftains. And shots up and good. I can't see. Oh, I believe that's Mariah Sanderson who put that one in. So, score 24-14, minute 22 left to play in the first half. And it looks like Haley Jensen dribbled up past to McKenna Rao, who passed to Delaney Rao, who was fouled on the floor. So we've got Skagway ball underneath their own basket, set up in a stack, out of bounds play. Ooh, Delaney finds Kiara. Kiara being, trying to be strong with the ball and just getting hammered. Every time anyone touches the ball, we got players all over, and a lot of jump balls and a lot of fouls. So Skagway sits the ball underneath after a foul. Yeah, it looks like there's confusion there. I don't know. I think one official thought there was a foul call, and one thought there was a jump ball. So possession arrow will, they call the jump ball, and possession will stay with Fawad. Hafeen, oh, good call. We had number three, who was that? That was Mal Smith-Turpin, who in a sense set a screen, kind of pushed off there. So that'll be a turnover, Chieftains. The fourth team foul on Kwok. And the ball will go back to Skagway. And we have Madison Cox come back in for Delaney Rao. Jensen to Cox on the right side. Cox looking for Kiara Sumler. Ball stolen by Hafeen. Hafeen, Ashley Hafeen, the freshman point guard, dribbling up for the Chieftains. Great crossover. She's looking inside, but ball stolen by, looks like tipped away by Eliza Myers. And then wrapped up by, I believe, oh, that's Delaney. Yep, by Delaney Rao was in the game. McKenna Rao was the last Rao twin to come out. So Delaney inbounds to Haley Jensen. Jensen dribbles up the center of the floor. She's looking. She finds Cox, top of the key. Cox picks up a dribble back to Jensen. Jensen, great move. Man, they called a foul on Skagway, an offensive on Haley Jensen for simply, yeah, she's just clearing her space, having a girl right up in her face and is moving her elbow, but referees didn't like it, called a foul. So, clock dribbles down, passes over to Isabel Rubio, shoots jumper up and in, 19-second player in the first half, scores 26-14. Eliza Myers absolutely hacked underneath, no call, out of bounds, off of Glock, and they're going to leave it with Skagway. They set up in a stack line, baseline, out of bounds play. Inbound to Myers. Myers to Kiara Selmer. They jump to Tupke. Back into Myers. Great post from Eliza. Shots up no good. Rebound to Fien. And as the clock runs out here, that'll end the first half. Score is 26-14. The Lady Chieftains in the lead. Not a bad effort by both teams. I mean, both teams are really playing hard. What's happening is whenever anyone picks up their dribble, they're being swarmed by other players, and we're having a lot of jump balls called, a lot of elbows moving around, things of that nature.